Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, we had a marvelous midweek service. We had Dr. Ruben Flohr with us. He's from the Philippines, and I met him several years ago. He works at Tarlac State University, and what a wonderful ministry the Lord's given to him. We heard about that last night, and we're challenged to be a part and a help with that, and we're honored to do so, and we're looking forward to when we had a wonderful Bible study then on the gifts of the Spirit, and we're continuing that series on Wednesday night, going through the gifts of the Spirit, and that every believer has a gift. So we had a great time. Hope you had a wonderful service where you were, and it's what you needed right in the middle of the week, and that God met with you and spoke to your heart, and that you got what you needed, and it was a great time in the middle of the week. Now we're on to Thursday, and I want to share with you, not only do we get gifts, but you know there's crowns that believers can win. Now there's going to be a judgment. It's called the judgment seat of Christ, and we read a little bit about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse number 11, where the Bible says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward." Did you get that? He shall receive a reward. "If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, yet he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." And so I want to talk a little about those rewards. One day, as believers, we'll stand before God, and our lives will be judged. Now, don't think that just because you repented of your sin and you trusted Jesus that you'll never face any judgment. No, we won't be judged for our sins, but we'll be judged for the things we've done in this body, whether they be good or bad. Our life, our work, our deeds are going to be put through the fire to see whether or not it keeps its value. Now, that's not for believers. Unbelievers are at the great white throne, and all that's happened with them is the books are open, and if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're cast into hell. But believers are at what we call the judgment seat of Christ, where our works, our deeds that we've done for Christ, will be tested by fire. Though we work together, we are rewarded individually. And Paul tells us elsewhere in Corinthians that we're partners with God in this work. Now, this is not a work for salvation. This is a work flowing from salvation. Notice the only foundation is Jesus Christ. There is no other foundation. All other ground is sinking sand. There's two choices of material here: gold, silver, and precious stones or jewels are wood, hay, and stubble or straw. So as we work together in partnership with the Holy Spirit of God and Jesus as our foundation, we want to use eternal materials that'll pass the test of fire and receive eternal rewards. Now, if I work by myself or I work in my own strength, if I work and I use a different foundation and I use the wrong materials, those temporal materials of wood, hay, and stubble, well, then I'm not going to pass the test. The Bible says I'll suffer great loss, not the loss of salvation. We'll be saved, yet so as by fire. But just like somebody escapes a fire, what do you escape with? Nothing but yourself. No rewards. And so when it says he shall receive a reward, those whose works get burned up, they will not receive a reward. So you can, listen, it'd be enough, and it would be fine if God says, just serve me because you love me. Just serve me out of a debt you owe me because by grace I've saved your soul and forgiven your sins. That would have been enough. But God says, no, if you serve me and you serve me faithfully and you serve me willingly and you serve me lovingly, I'm going to give you rewards. There's several crowns that the Bible mentions that he has for believers. And we're going to talk about those crowns today and probably tomorrow. But the first crown is in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and this is the incorruptible crown. Paul writes in verse 24, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible." We have an incorruptible crown we're running for. When you think of the Olympic Games, I remember one year we were watching the track and field events, and it was one of those long-distance races. It was won by a young man from Africa. In fact, I think they got the gold, the silver, and the bronze, all from different nations, but all from Africa. A little while later in the medal ceremony, when those young men received their medals, they turned, and the national anthem was played. The camera zoomed in on the winner, medal around his neck, and tears flowing down from his eyes, down his cheek. I was moved. I thought how precious and how important winning that race was, receiving that medal, how important that was to that young man. Well, Paul here says the Christian life's like a race, and the prize at the end is not a corruptible crown, it's an incorruptible, imperishable crown. More significant than anything that anybody could win in an Olympic game. The reward for competitors, not spectators. You see, it's for everybody who competes. It's for those who are running in the race. The crown's not for people in the stands, but those on the track. Paul goes on to say that even as a competitor, there are certain characteristics that are required to receive the crown. He said, first of all, you run not with uncertainty. You're going to do it. You're going to be one receiveth the prize, run ye may obtain. And he says in verse 26, "I therefore run not as uncertainty." It's important to understand that we have to have a purpose. We're not just running. We're not just here, just living, live and let live, or take it this day. No, we're going straight for the goal. We're intent on winning. And the way you win is you have to have a goal, a clear goal. And then I'm striving for that purpose. In other words, he also says it's not as one who beats the air, not as one who's just wasting punches or shadow boxing. My friend, we're not playing around with this. Not imagination. It's real. We're not all talk and no action. There are a lot of experts in the stands. And then he said, but I bring my body under subjection. He says, I discipline my body. Paul's talking about discipline, controlling, being a master, dying to the flesh, submitting our will and our emotions and our lusts and our desires so that they're assets in helping to live us victoriously for Jesus Christ. Again, this is reiterated back in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12, and the Bible, where the Bible talks again about liken this to a race. He says in Hebrews chapter 12, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind." Again, the race, the incorruptible crown. For those who take the Christian life seriously, for those who discipline the other areas of their life to ensure we don't become disqualified. These are, again, faithfully running the race and will crucify fleshly desires and point men to Jesus. God calls some people to do things that require some sacrifice in the way they live, in the way they conduct their lives. Some may be called to be a missionary in a far-off country, and they'll be working really for literally nothing in earthly terms, and they'll have to sacrifice the money and the possessions and the lifestyle that they could have had if they'd stayed home in their own country. The verse also implies that people receive a crown for their sacrifices they're willing to make for God in order to successfully complete the call and mission God's called them to do. That's why we lay aside the sin and the weights that does so easily beset us. Run the race God set out for you and do the best you can for God. See, in this race, we're not competing against other runners. No, we're just running the course God has for us and trying to beat our time. My grandson runs cross country, just a seventh grader. But he just, this week ago, beat his previous best time for 2 miles, but almost shaved 2 minutes off his time. You see, he's not running against the other runners as much as he's running against himself and trying to better his time. And that's the way it is in the Christian life. Make the sacrifice you need to complete the mission, the course that God has set out for you, and you will receive the incorruptible crown. But then there's another crown, and we find this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and beginning at verse number 19, Paul says this, "For what is our hope? Our joy, our crown of rejoicing. Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy." Here's a crown of rejoicing. The greatest work you're able to do for Christ is to bring others to Christ. There's no greater joy than leading someone to faith in Jesus Christ. And the degree of your joy in heaven may be determined by the souls you've had a part in bringing to Christ down here. He says here, "You Thessalonians, you're my hope, my joy, you're my crown of rejoicing." Oh, if you ever have directed someone to the Lord and experienced the joy of leading them to Christ, oh, you rejoice with all of heaven over the ones that have come to know him, and they'll be there to rejoice with you. Oh, my friend, we know the Bible says when one person comes to know Christ as their Savior, there's great rejoicing in heaven. Haven't you ever felt like you want to be there? And one day we will. We'll receive the crown of rejoicing. We'll celebrate with the sower and the reaper and the person who's come to the Lord. Just doing that may take a few thousand years. There'll be group people celebrating with us because they sowed into our lives, and we'll be celebrating with others that we sowed into, and on and on. We receive the crown. To get that crown of rejoicing, we have to live so others can see Christ in us. We have to give so others may know Christ. We have to speak that others may know Christ and of his great love for them. Whatever you do, don't miss out on receiving the crown of rejoicing. For those who direct others to Christ, witness to others, tell others of the saving grace of God, lead others. This is the soul winner's crown. This is God has a crown waiting for those who will witness and tell others of Jesus Christ and lead them to place their faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior. So God's going to judge by our willingness and desire to be used by him to witness to others. So we water and some plant, and God gives the increase. So let's make it a priority to win others to Christ. Make it a priority to witness to someone today. God will give opportunities in your life to witness to others if he knows you're going to take them. Ask God to help you to be a soul winner. Ask God to help you to be a witness for him. Unsaved friends, unsaved family members, coworkers, neighbors, just ask him to help you to point others to Jesus. Tell him, I'd like to have that crown of rejoicing. So we have the incorruptible crown, and we have the crown of rejoicing, and we have three more crowns that you'll have to come back tomorrow to find out what they are, okay? Our time is up for today, and so we'll continue the five crowns of believers tomorrow on the broadcast, all right? Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.